From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 10th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Morning Brew, Berkshire is finally dipping into its mountain of cash. This past quarter, he took both in a new direction by going on a multi-billion dollar spending spree. At the end of Q1, Berkshire had $397 billion in cash on hand. By the end of Q2, that had shrunk to $365.5 billion. The company A announced as it reported earnings on Saturday. When Greg Abel took over as Berkshire Hathaway CEO this year, he inherited two things, Oracle-sized shoes to fill and a massive pile of cash. During his last few years as CEO, Warren Buffett held on to cash like a broken vending machine. Next, second, from the daily upside, Morgan Stanley just undercut Ethereum, Solana ETF markets. Ethereum and Solana exchange-traded funds just got a little cheaper. Morgan Stanley joined the fray of issuers offering crypto products that track the performance of Solana and Ethereum late last month after launching a similar Bitcoin product in April. The move marks the latest effort by the wirehouse to build up its crypto offerings for coin-crazed clients and could place downward fee pressure on other issuers. Up next, third, from the daily upside, the drama behind Wall Street's fastest-selling ETF. While the fastest-selling ETF this year has had monster returns, investors aren't necessarily cashing in. That's because so much of the flows into the Roundhill Memory ETF DRAM happened following the fund's performance tier from early April to mid-June, after which its price fell by about 37%, data from Morningstar show. In fact, the fund returned 80% this year, but the money invested in it has on average lost 20%. It might be a scenario of eager investors chasing returns, one of true believers buying at what they see as a discount, or more likely a combination of those. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets, emerging market stocks, currencies gain after soft US jobs data. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets, NYSE President on Asia Business, IPO Pipeline. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Markets, rotation from leveraged ETFs fuel 30% jump in Korea small caps. South Korea's small cap stocks are regaining investor interest after lagging larger peers for much of the year, as restrictions on leveraged exchange-traded funds tracking heavyweight chipmakers shift money toward Kosdaq names. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Technology, Jane Global Holdings Limited. Fast fashion niche supports a valuation of $22 billion to $25 billion, Bloomberg Intelligence said, putting a fresh marker on one of the biggest questions surrounding the retailer as it prepares for one of the year's biggest initial public offerings. Jane valued at $22 billion to $25 billion ahead of IPO, Buy says. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.